We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:43, 17 till 9, joined by Chloe Malas, who is an entertainment reporter for CNN. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Where are you from originally?
So I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, and then I lived in Dallas, Texas for a little bit. And then I found my way to the SEC and I went to Auburn. So I hope you don't hold that against me. But I'm a Southern girl.
It's not football season, so it's fine. No worries. Tell me about why you're hearing about your grandfather.
Well, my grandfather, a true Southern gentleman, he passed away in 2007 from cancer, and we were really close, and he was honestly just an incredible person. He was the person that in our family, he's who you went to. If you had any sort of a problem, he was so patient, and everybody just loved Frank. His name is Frank Murphy. So my
what did you call him?
Grandpa.
All right.
And so like many people of his generation, he enlisted in the war after Pearl Harbor, and he always loved airplanes, and he knew that he wanted to be in the Air Force. And so fast forward, he flew 21 missions as a navigator of a B-17 for the 100th Bomb Group, known as the Bloody 100th,
wow.
Shot down on his 21st mission. And he wrote a book many, many years later, decades later, after he retired as a lawyer for Lockheed Martin. He wrote a book for the family called Luck of the Draw. He self-published it with a small publisher friend of his, and he would just pass them out to anybody that would take it. Now, here I am as a journalist, and I really got interested in his story in my 20s, and I've made it my mission for several years to publish this story with a real big old publisher, and here we are. It's here in my hands. You can't see it, guys, but I'm holding it right
it's
now.
It's called The Luck of the Draw by yes. Frank Murphy. And is that as he wrote it? Was there a little bit of editing involved or what?
It is exactly the
wow,
same.
Really?
It was so well done. So it turns out that my grandfather, I'm not just biased, he really was an incredible researcher. You should look at the footnotes in here. He traveled all around the country, the Air Force Academy, the Library of Congress, and the pictures and the information in here is really incredible. I've had so many historians and great reviews saying that this is the real deal. So if you love military history, you're going to like this book. Now, I wrote the foreword with my mom, and the coolest part of all of this, which sort of spurred the idea, is that my grandfather, posthumously, he's going to be featured in a television show this year called Masters of the Air on Apple TV. It's by Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg. It's their trilogy to Band of Brothers. So I really felt that that's such a shame. Grandpa's book, if anybody wants it, they can't get their hands on it because it's like out of print. So let's get this published. I just had no idea that this was going to take like 4 years to do. And it was not easy, but
how old was your grandfather when he signed up?
Oh, well, he was a sophomore at Emory University, just 19 years old.
Yeah.
And he was about 21 when he was shot down. So it was a little over a year of training, believe it or not, that he went all over this beautiful country of ours. And they were trying to train these guys to be prepared for combat. And at one point, they almost disbanded the 100th because they just didn't think that they were ready. But then they finally acquiesced and they sent these guys over to England to a base called Thorpe Abbotts. And that's where my grandfather flew out of. I've actually been there. It still exists today. This book is really resonating with people. You don't just have to like military history or World War II This is about the will to live. You know, my grandfather was shot down in a prisoner of war for almost 2 years in the same prison camp as The Great Escape. And he writes about that.
Wow.
And yeah, he said that it really was like the movie, The Great Escape with Steve McQueen. You know, because, you know, movies, you know, Hollywood, I know that they exaggerate sometimes. But he said, if you really want to know what it was like as a POW, not Hogan's Heroes, you need to go look at The Great Escape.
Yeah, Hogan's Heroes kind of made those Nazis a bunch of fun-loving guys, which they really weren't. You know, you talk about survival, and it's not just when he was in the prison camp. But what amazes me is that he can go through that at such a young age and then go on to live such a productive life and be such a model, not only for the community, but for you. Did he ever talk about his experiences to you?
Look, it goes back to what Tom Hanks says on the cover of this book. He says at the end, "How did those boys do such things?" I don't know. I was talking to a doctor yesterday who told me, well, that was the stoic generation. That, look, they probably, many of them suffered from post-traumatic stress. And I'm writing a piece for CNN right now where I'm talking to former governor of Texas, Rick Perry, and others, and Bob Woodruff, who are really involved with veterans and the issues that one can face later after being in combat and trauma, you know, Vietnam, Korea, Iraq, right? I don't know how my grandfather compartmentalized it and went on. I think he just felt like, he writes in the book, we weren't heroes. We were serving our country. We were doing our duty. And he came back. He finished at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia on the GI Bill. He met my grandmother. They got married. They had four kids, you know, good old Catholic family. And then he went to law school at night. And he didn't talk about any of it with his four kids. So my mom, who writes the foreword with me, she didn't know what her dad went through until she read the book, which he published when he was 79.
Wow. It's amazing that he could go through that and then just pick up his life where he left it off. Does he go into that in the book, Chloe, about how he was able to do that?
He writes a little bit in the epilogue because the book ends with him being liberated by General Patton.
Wow.
And going back to his parents, his brothers. He was one of three brothers. And in the epilogue, he writes about how he went on to have four children, seven grandchildren. And sadly, he died too soon, right? He died at 85, which these days, that's young, you know? My grandmother's still alive. She's 93.
Wow.
My grandma even says that when she met Frank and they were dating, which it was quick. They only dated for a few months. She was quite a bit younger than him. That, you know.
Good for him.
Yeah. She says that she didn't even know he had been a prisoner of war. He didn't talk about
really?
It.
Really?
I would love to talk to my grandfather today if I could, as a 36-year-old mom of two boys, and say to him, how did you carry on and not turn to drinking or, you know, become a tough guy? I don't know how he compartmentalized it.
My dad joined the service at 16. And it had a priest, Catholic family, forge a birth certificate so he could join the Navy. And it did affect him for the rest of his life. And I can only imagine what he went through in the Pacific, fighting the Japanese with the smoke and the dying and the screaming and the blood. And it just must have been awful. But your grandfather seems to have tolerated it so well. It's amazing.
I think he had survivor's guilt, though, when his plane was shot down over Germany. Two of the men on his crew died that day. Mm. And he said, you know, why did some men die and others not? And that he spent the rest of his life walking with ghosts. He says, you know, a bullet either had your name on it or it didn't. It came down to luck of the draw. And that's the title of the book, Luck of the Draw. Being in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's all it came down to. And so I think, you know, I've been searching for passages in the book now that I'm writing this piece about post-traumatic stress, right? And I found parts where he talks about, you know, the tin of battle and how certain sounds would bring him back to that and bring him back to battle. But I think that like many of those men, you were considered that there was some type of weakness about you if you fell apart a bit. And if you perhaps reflected in a way on the war that wasn't just about bravery and being like, you know, a proud guy. So I'm looking into that. I wish I could ask him those types of questions, but it's really just incredible that he wrote it all down. And so I think that that's what makes my grandfather's story so unique and so special, is that you can have all the historians in the world, and I love them. Yeah, that's great. Write about war and experiences, but it's different if you were actually there. And that again, I want to just tell y'all what Tom Hanks said. In the pursuit of authenticity, of accurate history, and undeniable courage, no words matter more than "I was there."
It's first-person account. It does not get any better than that. What's going to happen to the National World War II Museum today?
Well, come on down. It's like a car commercial, right? Mm-hmm. Please come down. I'm not begging you, but I'm just very passionately asking listeners right now, spread the word. I'm going to be at the World War II Museum tonight. 5 o'clock is a reception, and then my mother and I will be speaking from 6 to 7. I would so greatly appreciate y'all being there, because I did go to a book event in Colorado, the place I will not tell you where it was, and not one person showed
really
up. It all comes down to like spread the word, and that's why I'm so happy to be here with you. I try on social media, but you know, dad got it, that thing, it's not perfect. So I just want to get people out there, and every single sale of the book, every dollar, every penny goes to the Mighty 8th Air Force Museum in Savannah and the 100th Bomb Group Foundation. So we're not profiting off this. All the money goes to two different veterans organizations. And that was really important to our family if we were going to do this.
Available at all usual outlets? Luck of the draw?
Everywhere. And the cool part is if you're not into reading it, although I love touching a book myself.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
If you want to hear the audio version of it, it's narrated by, this was my idea, I will take credit for it, Jonas Moore, the sweet young man who plays my grandfather in the TV show. So his name is Jonas Moore. He's a Brit, and he does a really good Southern accent. He did a really good job. He narrates it. So that's cool.
When you think of your grandfather and one thing he left you with, what pops into your mind?
Resilience. And he didn't even overtly teach that to me. Real quick, I lost my house in a fire a few years ago, and we all survived. But one of the things that made it out of the fire was a shoe that he wore from one prison camp to another on a death march. And he writes about it in the book. And I still have one of those shoes. We rebuilt the house. The shoe sits in my office, and it symbolizes resilience. So today, the weather is a little cold outside, right? Looks like it might rain today, and it might have ruined some plans of yours, or things might just not be going your way. And that's okay. It's all relative. But when you read stories like this, it puts things into perspective. And I think that it should propel you to carry on and be really grateful for the men that put their lives on the line to serve our country and protect our freedoms. We need to really thank our veterans today.
Every day should be
Veterans Day.
Lord only knows where we'd be without them. Thank you, Chloe, for coming in. I wish I could have met your grandfather. I really do. I bet he was a wonderful man. And the name of the book is Luck of the Draw, and you'll be at the National World War II Museum starting at 5.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And it just became a New York Times bestseller, you guys, so let's keep it going.
And the series starts when on Apple TV?
We don't know, but hopefully this year. It's called Masters of the Air, stars Austin Butler. It's going to be good.
Thanks, appreciate it. 8:55, time to look at traffic now on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.